Sniffs out the pitch right from the get-go, and you guessed it, Austin McCabe was there for the stop. They say forward progress has him stopped to the 47-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 3 yards, and now brings up third and 13 for the Vassar Vulcans in their own territory.
Yeah, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. That was that same bunch of receivers and that shovel pass behind them, that subtle screen. McCabe did not bite on it this time and got right in there for the sack.
Minute and a half left in the first quarter. Lakers 8, Vassar nothing. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Pratt in the shotgun, staying in the pocket. Going down to pass. It is complete at the 48-yard line of Laker territory into the hands of number 18. No, that's not number 8. That's number 10, Lamont Morrison, for the completion. But we have a flag in the backfield. Early signs are a hold against Vassar, so don't even look at that last play. Didn't even happen. To 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which is at the 44-yard line. A hold it is against Vassar. 10-yard penalty. So this is going to push them back to the 33-yard line of Vassar territory. The first down marker is at the Laker 42-yard line.
Yeah, and that was Austin McCabe getting penetration again. Kids in there on every play, and actually had to hold them to actually not let him get in on that one, and cost him a penalty.
First down marker is in Richville. Third down marker at the 33-yard line. Two wide each way. Pratt in the shotgun back to his left. Pratt back to pass. Pressure coming from Lakers. He gets this one off, but is intercepted. Intercepted at the 37-yard line. Pratt was pressured on that. Had to let the one fly early, and it's brought in by a word, Dwight Jersey, who's being swarmed right now. Now we have a downed Laker player.
That was Ian Snyder on the hit as he threw. Ball only went maybe 10 yards, and the linebacker actually picked it off on that. Excellent defensive play. Two guys got in right off the bat on that one. If Vassar's going to pass, they have to do a lot better job at pass protection and blocking. Two players getting in right off the bat, it makes it really difficult for a quarterback to do his check downs and check his receivers if he doesn't have any time.
And number 57, Taylor Fall, with the interception. Lakers calls a timeout now on offense. With 1:05 left in the first quarter, it's Lakers 8 with the ball, Vassar nothing.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Minute 5 left in the first quarter. Lakers, after an interception, gets the ball back at the Vassar 35-yard line. Tyler Fall found that one after the heavy pressure from the Laker front line. Set up that interception as a handoff to Mauricio Diaz-Reyes around the left side. No gain on that one, brings up second down, 10 to go. Number 54 for Vassar, Isaac Greaves with the tackle.
Yeah, conservative first play call for the Lakers, but I like it. It was working before. Let's not do anything too fancy. Let's not have any turnovers. Keep the ball on the ground, and as long as they keep moving it, they have good field position, so there's no reason to air it out right now.
Receiver wide to the right, Brandon Wischlager. Power pistol to the right, Diaz-Reyes behind Katie, and gets the pitch out to the right, and Vassar in the backfield swarming him, and somehow he manages to get back to about the 37-yard line. It could have been worse. A loss of about a yard. They're going to actually mark him down at the 36. Number 54 for Vassar with the tackle. That's Greaves again.
You got to give Diaz credit. It looked like a 5-yard loss, and he just kept pumping his feet and scrambling at the ground, and he actually ended up with at least getting back to the line of scrimmage. It would have been a 5-yard loss if he hadn't, so you got to give the kid credit for that. But now Vassar's defensive line is kind of doing a role reversal. Really getting in on these offensive linemen, not a lot of holes. might force Lakers to throw a pass here on a third and long, but I think this might be fourth down territory anyway on the 35. So we'll see what Lakers does here on third down.
It's the end of the first quarter. Lakers leading 8-0 with the ball against Vassar on the WLAW Sports Network.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
Hi, this is Rod Teese from Moore Shoreline and Sebring, wanting to tell you that leasing has never been better than now. And get a 2015 Silverado Heavy Duty Crew Cab 4x4 LT. Leather spray and bed liner, all-terrain tires, 6.0 V8 Vortec motor, heated seats, navigation, zero down, 36 months, 15,000 miles per year. For everyone, the price is $429 per month, and for gym employer family members, $397.
At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, where you'll find your new truck and find new roads.
Third down and 15 to go now for the Lakers, going right to left across your radio. They're at the Vassar 36-yard line, two wide each way. And now we have a timeout on the field. The far sideline judge, Dennis Wilde, coming in and talking to the main referee, Guy Markhaux.
I'm not sure they're lined up right.
Current conditions in Vassar, Michigan, 69 degrees, sunny skies, sunset coming down right now. Calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds out of the north-northwest at 4 miles an hour. Gusting up to 10, visibility is at 10 miles an hour. It feels like it's 69 degrees out, dew point at 54. Barometric pressure holding steady at 30.27 inches. Humidity is at 10%, sunset at 7:25 about 2 minutes ago. And currently in a waxing crescent moon phase. It's a beautiful day for football. Beautiful day indeed. And in fact, we've lost 20 minutes of daylight since last Friday. We now have 11 hours and 59 minutes of daylight now, as it's darker longer than it is light.
Spring,
so it begins.
Spring forward, fall back.
Still not exactly sure what's going on here as the officials are discussing something. So it appears that the chain gang is messed up here. Update from the Bad Axe Cass City game. Cass City now on the board with 6 points. Bad Axe still leads 14-6 in that one in Cass City. We'll find out from our statisticians here before the third down here on second down. It was a Diaz Reyes 1 yard run from the 37-yard line, which was actually a third and 12. So that should put the first down marker at the 24-yard line.
And it's
the officials can't figure that out. We know it up here.
It's
so they should move those chains back 4 yards and we'd be all set.
I was going to say they're a good 4 yards off if that's the case. It looks like they are walking it back now. Or they're going to leave it where it's at.
Well, they're going to leave the ball where it's at, but they need to move the chains back 4 yards.
Yep.
Right now, the first down marker sits at the 20-yard line. It should be at the 24.
And it looks like the clock they're going to leave it where it's at, and they're actually giving the Lakers 4 free yards.
No, they're actually giving Vassar 4 free yards.
Vassar 4 free yards, I should rephrase.
So, this should mess up our stats at the end of the game here. Going off the 36-yard line, a third down and 16 to go.
And that's where they're going to leave it.
I guess what you don't know hurts you these days.
Lakers has three wide out, four.
Three to the left, one to the right. Katie's in the pistol with Dubes behind him. Looking back to pass, has time. Now it starts to scramble. Flag flies. Diaz trying to run. Or Dustin Katie trying to run.
Two flags.
And we have a flag, which is more like you're going to be a hold against Lakers. Katie gets out to the 34-yard line, a gain of two. On the tackle, looked like it was a horse collar tackle on the far sideline by the Vassar defense, which is more like you're going to be a larger penalty than the hold.
I'm going to say it's definitely going to be a horse collar. He was behind him, so he couldn't have got his face mask, and he was not out of bounds yet, so I would dealt the late hit. So I'm going to say the horse collar call. and it looked like a hold in the middle.
So we're going to find out here from Congress what they have concluded.